Welcome back to Dog Pound Report. We have a special guest joining us, Kevin Griffin, the Vice President of Fan Experience and Marketing for the Cleveland Browns. It is great to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
KG, it's great to have you here. And obviously, this was a big week for the Browns. Earlier, you made an announcement that the Orange and Brown scrimmage in early August will head down to Columbus, and the Browns will be playing at the Shoe. That's a pretty neat thing.
That's right. Last year, we had our team scrimmage in Akron, the University of Akron. This year, we're moving it to Columbus at Ohio Stadium. So we're thrilled to be able to take some of the Dog Pound to Columbus and connect with them. Our team is excited. Coach Pettine's excited. And obviously, it's all about the fans, but also about football. So we want to make sure, Coach wants to make sure they have a great seamless football experience, and those guys get ready to play in the first preseason game following that.
All right, Kevin, most of us, me especially, remember you as an Ohio State Buckeye. Yeah. One, what's it like to play there? And two, how important is it to make Columbus a Browns town? Because I already think it is.
Yeah.
But how important is it to make sure that Central Ohio Browns backers group is loud and proud?
Yeah, we've got a ton of fans in Columbus, and you know, oftentimes you'll hear people talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers or the Cincinnati Bengals in Columbus, but when we really dig into the research, it is, Columbus is a Browns town as well. We've got a ton of fans there. You mentioned the Browns backers. We've got a great group of Browns backers clubs in Columbus. But you look at the data and you look at the ratings, particularly television ratings, it is a Browns town. So we're just going to reinforce that point. And to your earlier question about playing at Ohio Stadium, it's a thrill anytime you can step on the big stage like playing a football game at Ohio Stadium. It's a great time.
All right, you talked about the fans. Fan Fest coming up on Saturday.
Absolutely. Fan Fest will take place at the Cleveland Convention Center on Saturday, June 6th, from 10 o'clock to 5 o'clock. We're thrilled. We have 30 current players from our roster who will be there. We've got about 10 alumni, including Jim Brown and Paul Warfield, who will be there. A great day of activities for family and any Browns fan. This is a place you absolutely want to be. Selfies with players, autographs with players, Q&A sessions. We've got a session that Nathan will actually host with Mike Pettine and Ray Farmer. We'll get in and talk some ball. It's an absolute place you want to be. And then, you know, Nathan reminded me earlier, we also have the locker room sale. So we'll have a lot of old merchandise that will be on sale for fans to get. So it'll be a great time.
So where do they get tickets?
Go to ClevelandBrowns.com. That's where your fans can buy tickets. Or on our mobile app, you can purchase tickets there as well. And then we've brought four tickets for you guys to give away here on the show to one lucky fan.
All right, so go to ClevelandBrowns.com/BrownsTV to enter FanFest. That's all you have to do, ClevelandBrowns.com/BrownsTV. So easy. What drives these events, though? What makes you say, you know what, we need to do this? Because I think as far as interaction goes, this is as good as it gets.
Yeah, you know, we've got a pretty simple mission with the Cleveland Browns. It is support the football team, play good football, and then engage the fan. And so that's the conversation we have each and every day in our building, and we're always thinking about how to connect our fans with our players and vice versa. And then, most importantly, our players and coaches have made a commitment to be at an event like FanFest or the uniform reveal and then really actually participate and engage with the fans. You really don't see that with many NFL franchises. So it's a special place to work. It's a special place to live. And we think we have a pretty special franchise with the connection between the fans and the team.
All right, since you're here, you get to participate in predictions. Give us a prediction for next week.
Well, this is a bit of a layup. I think a week from today, people will rave about FanFest, and we'll be planning the second annual Cleveland Browns FanFest because of the success.
I'm going to make my prediction. Get out of my way. It's going to be a warning and a prediction. Get out of my way because I'm going to go crazy at this locker room sale. An opportunity with the new uniforms. I'm sure some of the old ones will be there. And like I said, maybe I'll pick up a Crow jersey, and then I can trade him some golf lessons for an autograph on that thing for my basement.
How harsh was he on that? Come on.
Yeah, that was
harsh, man. I want to help him out, man. Yeah. Somebody hung him out to dry in the editing process right there. Yeah. That's my man, the Crow. You know that.
All right, you win on that. I'll give you that one. My prediction is that when folks go to FanFest, they're going to be in a great mood because the Cavaliers will already be up one game on the Golden State Warriors because it's just going to be a great week, I think, for Cleveland. You've got the Cavaliers, you've got FanFest, and you've got Joe Haden also. After the FanFest, he's got his celebrity softball game,
right,
too. So
yeah,
a lot of good things going on.
Absolutely.
Take us home, my friend.
All right, thanks for tuning in. Enjoy your day, and remember, we bark together in the Dog Pound Report.